Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Seth Holloway and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. And so today's Gospel, which I'll be talking about, it talks about the law and how Jesus came to fulfill it rather than to abolish it. And right before we get into this, I think it is like a key note that, you know, any rule that we place on someone, any law, it's meant for their upbuilding. It's meant for love of them, and not as like a simple limit. And so we're going to enter into this gospel with that heart. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And so this gospel reading, it's one that stood out in my own life personally, because I used to be one to kind of like overstep smaller laws, even in, you know, things that I thought were less important, like the speed limit or, you know, traffic laws, like little small things. And I just turned to mind this gospel reading. I was like, wait, like there's something to these that's greater than what I'm realizing. And I think that's the point of them, is that, like, you know, you could look at a traffic law and be like, well, in this scenario, you know, and try to justify it. But Jesus is saying that his laws, like, there's no justification against them, that all of them are perfect, all of them are just, all of them bring you to his glory, and they fulfill the word of the Lord. One thing that I think is super important is that the point of the law is meant to, like propel us to the glory of the Lord, like to propel us to worship him, propel us to his light and his goodness. So consider like the Ten Commandments. For each of the Ten Commandments, you can look at them and say, Jesus is the fulfillment of this. So consider even like a basic one of, you shall not steal. What does Jesus do? He did not come to steal from us, but to give us abundant life, to give us everything, to pour out his own life. You shall not commit adultery. Jesus is the fulfillment of that. He came so that we would be his bride as a church, and that we would be restored to him. In each law that you can think of, Jesus becomes a fulfillment of it and brings us into everlasting and eternal life. So in the future, if you ever receive correction or a difficult teaching or something from the law or from the Bible or from your parents, just know that it's an invitation deeper up into that everlasting life and into the life and fulfillment of Jesus. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. Again, my name is Seth Holloway, and thank you so much, St. Gabriel, for the ways that you blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs we offer here, visit damascus.net. Thank you.